benefit to the other 20,000.
Morning, members. Happy Monday. We are going to call this meeting of the Rules Committee to order, and I will note that there is a quorum present. First order of business is approval of the minutes for Thursday, April 4th. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to move the minutes?
So moved, Chair Long.
Any discussion to the minutes? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The minutes are approved. Next order of business is deadline waivers pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03. There are three bills before the committee for a waiver after missing deadline: House File 4509, 4986, and 4818. The only purpose before us is to waive the deadlines for further action and recommend a re-referral for a substantive hearing, so we won't be accepting amendments or public testimony at this time. The first bill is House File 4509, Representative Hornstein, and the reason for the waiver is that the project has multiple funding resources and it took additional time to align commitments between those funding sources. I move that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 4509 and that House File 4509 be re-referred to Ways and Means. Discussion to the motion, Representative Nash.
I'm on 4818.
Okay. We will come to you for 4818 discussion to the motion for House File 4509. Representative Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, my question is why this is going directly to Ways and Means. You reference multiple funding sources, and I'm curious about that because the bill was referred to Workforce, and their target is zero. So why would this not go back to Workforce to figure out funding sources?
Representative Robbins, my understanding is that Ways and Means is the Finance Committee, and they are going to be setting the targets that would be appropriate for this bill, and so that is why it needs to go there next. Representative Robbins.
Mr. Chair, first of all, it's Workforce Development and Finance Committee, so assuming they would have the jurisdiction, they should be the ones to see it first. I get it eventually will go to Ways and Means, but it should go to the Committee of Jurisdiction first.
So Representative Robbins, its first stop was the Workforce Development and Finance Committee, and so I don't believe they need to hear it again. Representative Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm sorry, I don't serve on that committee, so I don't know, were they told what the financing sources would be?
Representative Robbins, I can't speak to that. I'm not on the committee either.
Okay. Well, I find it odd that a bill that went to a committee that has a zero target just still gets to move on in the process. So I have concerns, Mr. Chair.
Further discussion to the motion. Representative Rick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was really hoping that we would have Representative Hornstein here. He does serve on this committee, does he not, Mr. Chair? No, he does not. Okay. I'm on so many committees with Representative Hornstein. I forget which ones he's on and which one he's not. But, Mr. Chair, I would say, too, that in order to have a thorough discussion of whether or not this should move forward, we really should have the chairs here. Excuse me, not the chairs, the authors of the bills. And the reason I say that is because as I dug into this one, this bill, and looked at fiscal implications and looked at, you know, this $9 million that we're going to be appropriating out of the Workforce Development Fund directly to a nonprofit that only came into existence in November of 22. They don't even have a 990 that's published by the IRS. Which means I have no idea how big their overall budget is. This is incredibly problematic. I have no idea why this bill is even before us. It has no Senate companion. It is not moving forward in the Senate, therefore. So I would adamantly oppose this bill getting a rules waiver, and especially since we do not have the author of the bill here to ask some very important questions, like why are we giving $9 million out of the Workforce Development Fund to a nonprofit that just came into existence in November of 22 and doesn't have a 990 published by the IRS. This is incredibly problematic. And they, on their website, they list five other organizations. Some are nonprofits, some are not. One is SCIU. And so I have a lot of questions and a lot of concerns. And I'm sure I will be overruled, and this will just keep going on. But I'll ask these very difficult questions in Ways and Means, where he does serve. But this is very problematic. It doesn't even have a Senate companion. So I don't understand why we're doing this. And especially when you said, well, there was an issue with figuring out funding. Well, in the bill right now, it says $9 million will be going to one nonprofit from the Workforce Development Fund. So can you explain what developments there have been in the funding source?
Representative Varick, I believe that it was the reason for the delay was they were trying to align the funding sources and so looking at different options. So that is what delayed the overall process of the bill moving forward.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Varick.
Mr. Chair, I don't understand that explanation. I really wish that the author of the bill was here or we could have better understanding as to what that even means. What other funding sources? Are we talking about not doing the Workforce Development Fund? I have questions about why we're moving this forward when it has no Senate companion. Mr. Chair, I absolutely oppose this rules waiver for those multitude of reasons, and we can't even ask the author of the bill because he's not present, which I also have a problem with.
Leader Damon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And again, as you've heard from our side before, not having the authors, as you've clearly heard the questions that have been raised, not having the authors here when we're doing deadline waivers, actually, Mr. Chair, puts you in an awkward position because we have legitimate questions that need to be answered on these. First, before I continue, could we have a roll call on this, please?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So when we are doing a deadline waiver, based on the fact that it was an alignment of funding sources, yet we know the target for workforce development is zero. Mr. Chair, as this moves on to ways and means, could you please tell me how Chair Olson is going to get the appropriation for this bill? And if Chair Olson is not able to do this, why are we doing a deadline waiver?
Thank you for the question, Leader Damuth. I do not believe the bill would be moved out if the target remains at zero for workforce. So I think that will be in the hands of Ways and Means to make a determination.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If follow-up?
Leader Damuth.
So if it is not going to be a zero, we are obviously spending more money, which is absolutely irresponsible. This is not an affordable bill. There is no Senate companion. And I don't know if we are just signaling to something here or what we're actually doing in this place, but we don't have extra money to spend. We don't have $9 million to go to an unaccountable nonprofit. No Senate companion, no full transparency. Thank you for granting the roll call. I look forward to this vote. I can't understand why anyone in this place would actually vote yes on a deadline waiver to move this bill forward.
Further discussion to House File 4509 waiver. Seeing none, a roll call having been requested, the clerk will take the roll.
Chair Long?
Yes.
Vice Chair Hollins?
Yes.
Leader Damuth?
No.
Leader Damuth, no. Representative Engen is excused. Representative Howard?
Aye.
Howard, aye. Representative Hewitt is excused. Representative Jordan?
Aye.
Jordan, aye. Representative Lilly?
Aye.
Lilly, aye. Representative Moeller?
Aye.
Moeller, aye. Representative Nash?
No.
Nash, no. Representative Olson, excused. Representative Pawlowski, excused. Representative Rarick?
No.
Representative Rarick, no. Representative Robbins?
No.
Representative Robbins, no. Representative Torkelson will be excused, and Representative Wolgamott is excused. Mr. Chair, there are six ayes, four nays.
There being six ayes and four nays, the motion carries. The next bill before us is House File 4986, Representative Listegard, School District Seasonal Tax Base Replacement Aid Established. And the reason for the waiver was the bill was an emerging proposal that required more stakeholder engagement, and that delayed its introduction. The committee heard it at its earliest opportunity but did miss the deadline. I move that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 4986, and that House File 4986 be re-referred to the Committee on Taxes. Any discussion to the motion? Leader Damuth.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Could you please inform us if there's room in the education or taxes target for this particular appropriation, or where would that be falling?
Leader Damuth, I don't know the answer to that, but I do believe that would be a conversation that could appropriately be heard in taxes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Follow-up, please.
Leader Damuth.
Could you tell me if this could wait till next year?
Leader Damuth, my understanding is there is some time sensitivity to it, which I believe is why Representative Lissagard had introduced it and wanted it to move forward even at this later date.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, if Representative Lissagard could have been here so he could explain why there was time sensitivity, we would have appreciated that. Something if we continue with the deadline waivers, depending on what the criteria is for that. You will probably get these questions on every bill, not to slow things down, but we need a full understanding of why we are granting these and what was so urgent that this needed to go through at this point. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Rarick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I actually was going to ask some of the same things that Leader Damuth just did. I also have concerns that we're moving this forward. I looked at when it was introduced in the Senate, and it was the Monday before first and second deadline. And so if they wanted over there to have committee hearings, they could have. It went to their education committee, and I happen to know the Republican lead on that committee, who I talked to this morning. They have not had that committee hearing. They have no, they may have a plan, but it did not, they could have. This could have been prioritized if this was a priority. They could have met deadline in the Senate. They did not. Again, I have no idea what you mean by, well, this has time sensitivity. I have no idea what that means. Maybe you could elaborate, since we don't have the author here, what that means. What is so time sensitive about this particular proposal for taxes?
Representative Rarick, I don't have more than what I shared in terms of the time sensitivity. We are, our purpose today is to decide whether it met the need to move forward. And the reason that I have given is that there, the stakeholder engagement that was involved in putting this together allowed it to move past deadline. And so certainly if that is not reason enough for you, you can vote no. Representative Rarick.
Well, I will ask for vote, oh, Mr. Chair.
Roll call has been requested and will be granted. Further discussion to House File 4986. Seeing none, the clerk will take the roll.
Chair Long?
Aye.
Chair Long, aye. Vice Chair Hollins?
Aye.
Hollins, aye. Lead Damuth?
No.
Leader Damuth, no. Representative Engen is excused. Representative Howard?
Aye.
Howard, aye. Representative Hewitt is excused. Representative Jordan?
Aye.
Jordan, aye. Representative Lilly?
Lilly, aye.
Lilly, aye. Representative Moeller?
Aye.
Moeller, aye. Representative Nash?
No.
Nash, no. Representative Olson is excused. Representative Pulowski excused. Representative Rarick?
No.
Representative Rarick, no. Representative Robbins?
No.
Representative Robbins, no. Representative Torkelson?
No.
Representative Torkelson, no. Representative Wolgamott is excused. Mr. Chair, there are six ayes and five nays.
There being six ayes and five nays, the motion carries. The next bill on the agenda is House File 4818. Representative Berg. Metropolitan Airports Commission health and welfare benefits required. The reason for the waiver is that although House File 4818 was heard in its final committee stop prior to deadline, the bill was laid over by the chair at the request of the minority lead because there were four minority amendments which the chair wanted to give the committee proper time to consider. And so that was the reason for the it not moving out prior to deadline. I move that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 4818 and that House File 4818 be placed on the general register. Representative Nash.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I am confused by 4818. There was a day on the floor, and I don't remember what day specifically, but there was a motion that I made to refer it back to state and local government because Chapter 473, in which this statute falls, is the purview of state government finance. I was assured by the author, Representative Berg, that she said, I'll give my personal guarantee that it will go and get a hearing in state government finance. We have not heard that, Mr. Chair. It's confusing to me because I've been on state Gov5 for 10 years now, and that seems like a very long time to be on one committee, but as a result of that, we have done a lot of things with state Gov5 and the MAC, and we've taken field trips, we've had testimony, we've had overviews, we've had conversations. Representative Lilly has been in that committee in the past when we have the MAC come in and give us overviews. Clearly, 473 is in the purview of state government finance. Moreover, this provides a very heavy burden on the MAC, which is now going to be a regulating agency. It has a huge cost associated with it, and I really wish that the author was here, because I would like to ask why the personal guarantee that I was given on the floor has been flippantly ignored now and just dismissed. You know, our word around here means something, and when someone says, I will personally give you my guarantee that we'll have a hearing in that committee, I'm just mystified as to why that would be ignored. And I don't understand how, when we hear in the media, we're going to be done early, we're going to move along our way, things are great, we're going to leave before the constitutional deadline, we now have bills that haven't been acted on and we're having to give extra life to, and we've been told, given guarantees, I'm going to guarantee you this goes to your committee, doesn't happen. I'm just mystified, Mr. Chair. I'm going to ask for a roll call on this, because I do think that if it is indeed the bill that Representative Berg believes it should be, she should be able to stand up to the scrutiny of the committee upon which she serves. She is in state and local government. I just don't understand how this can be breezed past, when clearly the purview of the committee that I'm bringing up has oversight on the MAC.
So, Representative Nash, I'm going to withdraw my motion. I appreciate. I do recall the discussion you had with Representative Berg on the floor, and so I'll try to get more clarity on why it doesn't need to go to state government finance, and we'll bring it back with that clarity.
Mr. Chair, thank you. I do appreciate that very much.
So the motion has been withdrawn. There is not further business before the committee, and so we are adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We are not quite adjourned. We are almost there. Representative Torkelson, do you have something not on our agenda you'd like to discuss?
I think the solar eclipse has interrupted my progress today. I'm not sure why. But as I mentioned the last time we met, there was evidence out my window of some archaeological work being done in the excavation for the new building. I have received information from the Department of Administration that, yes, indeed, my suspicions have been confirmed. The details are a little bit sketchy. I'm just curious if there's going to be some public notification of what's going on with this project. I think the public is very interested. There's a potential for these sorts of digs to stall projects. If that's the case, I would think the public would be interested in how much more the project might cost. It's already, of course, very expensive, but this could possibly make it even more expensive if there's a delay. How will this committee, how will your caucus address this issue, Mr. Chair?
Representative Torkelson, my understanding is that there will not be an increase in cost, and I don't have more to share on the historical findings than what was shared with you.
Well, I look forward to doing that in a very public fashion, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Torkelson. With that, members, we are now adjourned.